Welcome to Benchmark Weekly Criminal Law Review. On Friday, the 23rd of June, 2017, Regina and Williams, England and Wales Criminal Court of Appeal. Criminal law, indictment, joinder, appellant attacked two women in separate incidents. Whether charges arising from both were properly joined in the one indictment. Whether offences of the same or similar character, nexus required. Joinder admissible, appeal dismissed. RAH and the Queen, Prince Edward Island Court of Appeal. Criminal law, admissibility of pre-recorded evidence in child sexual assault case. Whether recording of evidence in chief made within a reasonable time, factors to be considered, delay up to 2 years, error identified, appeal allowed, convictions quashed and remitted. The Queen and Dickman, High Court of Australia, criminal law, identification evidence, respondent identified by photo board, whether probative value of evidence outweighed by unfair prejudice, rogues gallery effect, whether unfair prejudice could be addressed by directions, risk of unfair prejudice minimal, risk could be addressed by directions, appeal allowed, convictions restored. GAX and the Queen, High Court of Australia, criminal law, unreasonable verdict, historical sexual assault on daughter, court required to review all the evidence, Court of Appeal erred, High Court reviewed evidence, verdict unreasonable, appeal allowed, conviction quashed. Rizek and R, High Court of Australia, criminal law, jury trial, appellant, resident in New South Wales, tried for offences against law of Western Australia, District Court, Western Australia, exercising federal jurisdiction, majority verdicts taken, whether Section 80 Constitution applied, requiring verdict to be unanimous, Section 80 did not apply, appeal dismissed. Van Zwam and R, Criminal Court of Appeal, New South Wales. Criminal law, importation of drugs, applicant carrying suitcase for third party, applicant suspicious but acted recklessly, late plea, applicant not cross-examined on sentence, whether permitted to withdraw plea, principals, withdrawal not permitted, whether applicant demonstrated genuine remorse, sentence appeal allowed by majority, resentenced. Fidel and R, Criminal Court of Appeal, New South Wales. Criminal law, in-court identification, conviction and severity appeal, whether identification evidence properly characterised as in-court identification, whether directions adequate, whether sentence manifestly excessive, appeal dismissed. McPhillamy and R, Criminal Court of Appeal, New South Wales. Criminal law, historical sexual assaults, tendency evidence of incidents 10 years earlier, whether the evidence was of such generality as to be inadmissible, evidence admitted without reasons, whether failure to give reasons caused a miscarriage, evidence properly admitted, no miscarriage of justice, appeal dismissed. Department of Public Prosecution, New South Wales, and Hughes, Supreme Court of New South Wales. Criminal law, child abuse material, elements of offence, whether malice required, prosecution appeal out of time, principles to be applied, whether absence of reasons constituted error, principles identified, error established, appeal allowed, matter remitted. R and HBQ, Court of Appeal, Queensland. Criminal law, sexual assaults, stepdaughter, whether defence of mistake of fact open on the evidence, whether judge's directions caused a miscarriage, directions unnecessary, no miscarriage, prosecutor's address considered, appeal dismissed.
Thank you for listening.